Hello and welcome to the Open Secret Podcast. I'm Todd Higginson, and over the next 3 weeks I'll be presenting recordings made at last year's Open Secret season. Our three programs will consist of play readings of new and unstaged work by three emerging playwrights. Each very different in style and subject, the three represent very distinct outlooks on social relations, politics, and modern life. Tonight we present Empty Vessels by Peter Norgate. The play, in two acts, expresses themes of consumer culture, sexual and social identity, spiritual void, and the politics of the body. Tim Daish plays Steph, a young man confused about who and what he really wants in life. Susan Crowthers plays Amanda, who may or may not be the true object of his affections. Steph Mashour plays Sam, his sometime girlfriend. Lachlan McCall plays Mike, a gym instructor. Robert Carragher plays a male masseur, and Tom, a gym bunny. And Helen Leon plays the masked girl and a masseuse. Act 1 begins at the Erotica Fair at London's Olympia, and details Steph's exploits on the straight circuit. For Act 2, there's something of a reversal. Empty Vessels was recorded live before a London audience on August 13th, 2006, and was directed for the Open Secret season by Dan Horrigan.
Scene 1. The Erotica Fair, Olympia. Steph and Amanda emerge to the throb of bassy music. The masked girl leading a guy on a leather lead sashays past them.
Oh my god.
Cool, huh?
This is...
Come on! Hey, let's check out some stalls.
Hi! Here I've got a load of the latest condoms and lubes we're giving away free. Take a handful and enjoy.
You're all right.
What flavours?
Strawberry Bliss, Hawaiian Paradise, that's banana and coconut, chocolate, plain and milk, cream, coffee and apple mint. Plus, we're launching a new range of totally organic and fair trade, double flavours. There's honey and milk.
Thanks.
Hey.
Making me hungry.
Could get you a Johnny to munch on.
Fag'd do better.
They've got oysters.
And B&H flavour.
Amanda, relax. Where should we go? Porn or Willy's?
I don't know.
Pick.
I'm following you.
Good afternoon. I hope you're enjoying the fair. As part of our promotion, we're giving away a tube of body massage cream. Free when you have a 15-minute grooming session. Is that something either of you would be interested in?
That depends.
Does it, sir?
Any chance of a free sample?
If you'd care to follow me, I'm sure we could arrange something.
Maybe later. Am I going to get any fun?
You promised.
It was a tester. Amanda, this is Erotica.
You gave me your word.
Wasn't going to do anything heavy. Not very. Joke, I promise. No screwing around.
Good job, Sophie turned you down.
You're the only girl I want.
You're gonna have to face her eventually.
Soph'd never get this. Never got me. That's why we split. Not like you. You get me.
You pay me rent.
Yeah, that too. Look at that. Gorgeous. Do wonders for your cleavage.
Oi!
Make the most of your assets.
It's pink and yellow.
Sexy!
It's puke.
You've got a hot figure.
Yeah.
People are eyeing you up, and you're dressed like a bag lady.
Cheers!
They are.
They're randy old men. They'd be staring at you in your mum's knickers.
Kinky.
Get a move on, will you?
Amanda, the erotic affair's to be savoured like a fine wine. Come on! Free head massage will chill you out. Yeah, I'll have her do it, thanks, mate.
What we're offering today is our head massage book, along with a 50ml bottle of specially scented oils that are guaranteed to spice up the bedroom.
We're not together. I'm looking after him. Come on.
Will you relax?
I wish I'd never come.
You wanted to.
What? Take me home. Stefan.
Amanda.
No.
Come on, give it a chance. Let's have a look at the stage show. You'll like that. Oh, please, we've come all this way.
Kennington to Olympia.
Come on, honey.
Don't do that. Steph. All right. But if I don't like it...
I'll buy you a dildo to say sorry.
Steph pulls Amanda towards a stage where the stripper, an extraordinarily buff man, is beginning to gyrate. He pulls Amanda up with him, using her as his focus.
Steph!
Enjoy!
Music changes to the beat of the stripper's routine. Amanda tries next time.
He won't bite, but she might.
The music intensifies. Amanda's gaze is fixed on the stripper. Steph watches with mischievous glee when he catches sight of Sam again. Steph slips over to Sam. The pair talk into the other's ears, laughing and nodding. Sam points at Amanda. Steph violently shakes his head. Steph and Sam move away, reappearing a few moments later in the dark corner of the fair, tightly embraced. Sam's skirt is hiked up and Steph's rear is exposed as they rut. The stripper comes to the climax of his performance as Steph and Sam do the same. Amanda is laughing with the stripper as Steph disentangles himself. Sam tries to kiss him. Steph avoids it, impotently smiles at her before exiting. Sam stands for a moment looking after him before exiting the other way. Amanda looks for Steph. For a moment she's frantic, but then she realises what's happened.
You little git!
Amanda storms out of the fair. Steph returns to the fair's main floor. He's scanning it for Amanda when a masked girl, dressed again as the nurse, comes in.
Have you had a chance to reconsider my offer yet, sir?
Maybe.
Perhaps a little trial would help you to decide?
Scene 2. The communal garden. Steph has returned home from the erotic affair. He's almost reached the door to his flat when he spies a pair of thigh-length, high-heeled silver boots attached to a gorgeous pair of legs crossing the garden. Without a break in his stride, he hones in.
Excuse me? Sorry, but I'm trying to get to Kennington Tube, but I'm kind of lost. I'm meant to be meeting someone and...
It's that way.
Over there. Do you go past the playground or down beside the school?
Through there, past the playground and around the car park to the lights.
Ah, cheers. Don't know how I got so lost. Came up at Elephant. Stupid mistake.
Yeah. So through there.
Yeah, sorry, my brain's a bit fried. Mad day. Think you'd have liked it.
Uh-huh.
Weren't there, were you? Only those boots. Fantastic look.
They're new.
Suit you.
Aren't you going to be late?
What? Oh, yeah, a bit. Like I said, mad day. Erotic affair is...
Of course.
Huh?
You.
You weren't. No, I'd never have missed you.
You didn't.
What? Oh, shit. Sorry, this light. I didn't recognise...
Me neither.
That bad, was I? Hey, love.
Stay away from me.
Okay.
I mean it.
I thought I rocked your world.
I'm busy.
We could be.
I'll scream the block down.
Don't. I live here too.
What?
17, over there, first floor. See the 60s curtains?
You said...
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything more interesting.
Piss off home then.
Can't leave you out here in those boots. Could get you in tons of trouble.
Leave me alone.
Show you if you like.
Like today?
That was a starter. You had fun.
I thought you... I need to get home.
We are home.
I've got stuff to do.
Work tomorrow, huh? What a pain. Weekend's not over yet, though.
Mine is.
We both bought toys that need testing.
Go away.
That's not nice.
Neither are you.
This afternoon, we can do better.
I'm not interested.
Sure you are. Bet you're wet right now. You don't have to pretend. If you want to go, open it.
It jams.
Sure.
It does.
Let me try. I'm good with stubborn things. See what you mean. Total bastard. After you.
You're not coming in.
Come on, a game's a game, but this is silly.
You can't. I've got... You can't.
We can.
No, please. You don't understand. I've got to... I have work tomorrow.
It's okay. I won't stay long. Promise.
Scene 3. Sam's flat. Sam enters, throwing her coat onto the sofa, heading for the kitchen. Steph enters, eyes up the room.
Nice place.
What? Yeah.
Have you got anything to drink? Okay. Sam, is there...
No.
I wait here.
Mm-hmm.
Mind if I sit on the sofa?
No.
Steph sits down for a moment. Amanda appears on the opposite side of the stage. In her and Steph's small two-bed flat, the main room consists of some unimpressive furniture, including an armchair and sofa. Being two stories up, the double window at one end of the room has a good view of the block's communal courtyard garden. Amanda is sat on the sofa, staring out of the window.
Little git. I mean, little git.
Frustrated, Amanda storms into her kitchen. Steph goes for the mirror at the back of the room that has a sheet of fine white muslin draped over it. He hoists the muslin sheet up high enough to see his legs and crotch's reflection. He adjusts his package. Steph listens for a moment. He can't hear anything in the kitchen. He goes towards the kitchen to listen.
What?
I couldn't hear you.
I'm making coffee, all right?
Yeah. The bathroom. Mind if I...
No.
Which... So I'll figure it out.
Amanda returns to her sofa with a scrapbook. She thumbs the pages, turning them carefully. Her fingers sometimes stroking the old photo. She calms down as she works her way through the album. Steph reappears on stage in Sam's bathroom. He makes preparations for his Sam seduction. He takes a condom out of its packet. Considers putting it on in preparation, but thinks better of it. He sniffs his armpits. Draws himself up to his full height. Sam re-enters the lounge. She's now calm, too calm, stoned almost. She lays on the sofa. Steph comes back from the bathroom.
There you are.
Finish making the drinks.
Oh, I made a mess of it and I'm all out of fresh beans.
No problem.
So, where were we? Oh, our nice conversation.
You know, we could go back to that. But I thought... You taste really sweet.
Probably the biscuit I ate.
It's really nice.
You like it?
Yeah, love those boots too. Is that good? You like that?
Yeah.
What else do you like?
Oh, you feel good.
I want you. This is hot. You're too hot.
They separate. Sam sits up on the sofa. She looks unwell, ready to cry. Steph, trance-like, barely acknowledges her. Sam runs back to the kitchen, slamming the door. Steph comes back to Earth. He goes to the kitchen door and listens. He hears the muffled sounds of Sam starting to retch and vomit. Steph goes to knock, but thinks better of it. Instead, he turns and leaves. The sound of Sam's vomiting ceases. Sam comes to lounge, wiping her mouth. She catches sight of her legs in the mirror. She rushes to it, replacing the muslin to obscure the glass. She comes to the sofa and sits, staring out into nothingness for a moment before closing her eyes. Amanda turns a page. The anger floods back.
Stefan, you could always be such a...
Scene 4, Amanda and Steph's flat.
I've said I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Amanda.
You're sorry.
Amanda, don't... I looked for you. If you'd hung around...
Hung around?
Well, we went for you too.
Right.
Well, you needed it. More than me.
What do you mean? Stefan?
Time to get out there, Amanda.
Where?
The world.
Shut up.
You are.
I go what? I don't go shacking up with strangers.
No, or anyone else.
I'm not you.
He'd say the same.
You never knew him?
I knew he took risks.
How he wound up?
Stop thinking about it.
Don't be thick.
You can love someone else.
I'm not you.
There's got to be another gangster out there you fancy.
Rob wasn't a gangster. It was an accident.
Okay.
It was.
Okay. I got you a present. Didn't get a chance to wrap it. It's called the Eclipse Dolphitronic. Guess you didn't have time to look for one.
I wasn't looking for one. I'd die if I used that.
Oh, rubbish! It's their top seller. It's got an oscillating tip, rotating shaft, and 7-function clip vibrator. The girl said it was excellent. Told me all how about the pulsating...
All right.
There's instructions.
Don't be bloody insulting. Are these mags mine too?
Well, a few choice numbers to spark your interest.
I want to be ignorant of something.
Why?
Thanks. You git.
I'm sorry. You know me, here for a good time, not a long time.
Thanks, Casanova.
Hold that thought.
Steph exits the bathroom. Suddenly he screeches. Ah, shit!
Here we go.
Oh, bloody hell!
Karma?
Pissing razor blades!
Was she worth it?
I didn't get it from her.
How'd you know?
Well, too soon. It takes 10 days to show up. I don't smell so funny.
You? Right, sexpert in diseases?
Yeah, ha ha.
Make the appointment then. You must know those clap nurses by name.
Only the cute ones.
Then get your little black phone directory out.
What, like this?
For your conquests.
What do you mean?
To tell the poor cows, so they can get checked out.
I don't know who gave it to me.
Ring the latest batch, then.
Well, because it's that easy.
Start with your ex, then.
Well, she'll be okay. Mad keen on Johnny's.
You blame her?
That hurt, Amanda.
What about today? What's her face?
Didn't catch the name. But I know the address must be 40-something. 8, maybe?
Not in the block.
Afraid so.
I thought you knew not to shit where you eat.
When fate plays you a hand...
Just go tell the poor cow.
I'll get checked first. No point looking stupid if it's nothing.
Scene 5. Sam's flat. Sam is preventing Steph from entering.
Is that how you normally make friends?
But you could have said no. Come on, honey.
My name is Sam.
I'm Steph. See? Friendly already. I bought you a present. Top quality Java. Hmm? Smells good. Go on, please. I've said I'm sorry. I am, across my heart.
Reluctantly, Sam takes them, letting Steph over the threshold.
You changed your boots.
Hardly workwear.
Depends what you do.
I kill sow thistles.
Oh, right.
Crop research. Lab rat.
I don't know any hot scientists.
Do all your friends have to be hot?
No, doesn't hurt. Always good to stimulate body and mind.
Is that what you've come searching for? Mental stimulation?
I'm always up for something new. Like the decor. Tasteful. Chic.
Well, everyone needs a place to chill out in.
Should see our place.
I expect your flatmate's busy being as chivalrous as you. No woman's touch.
Well, she is a woman. Not too touchy, though.
Oh, won't she let you play dress-up with her?
Not much of a dresser. Not like you in your dominatrix outfits.
This might be a disappointment, but that was a look for erotica. I was curious to know how many flies I could trap.
Bet your larder's packed.
So tell me, Steph, what is it you do when you've got your pants on?
Sports stats. You know, figure out the chances of Nadal creaming Federer on grass, that kind of thing.
You're a real figure fiend, aren't you? Coffee?
Mind if I use the loo?
No.
Steph goes into the bathroom. He begins looking through the bins, searching for a condom he hopes he used for Sam. And Sam returns to the lounge.
Would you care... Oh.
Shrugging, she goes back to the kitchen. When she returns with the finished coffee and Steph still isn't back, she becomes agitated. Sam goes to the bathroom door.
Are you all right in there?
Yeah, be right out.
Feel better?
Yeah. Nice bathroom. Good colour.
White?
That's blue.
Your coffee. White.
Yeah, please.
I left the milk in the kitchen. Could you...
Steph exits to the kitchen. Sam bolts to the bathroom. We see her checking it thoroughly as Steph returns with the milk. Happy he hasn't discovered anything, Sam returns.
So, where do we go from here?
Hmm?
Friends?
Yeah.
It's good to make new friends.
Definitely.
People to get along with, enjoy, trust.
Yeah.
That's really important to me. I can't stand people who say one thing and then do something else, don't you think?
Yeah, sure.
But you're not like that, are you, Steph? You're thoughtful. This coffee's great.
Smooth.
You like smooth. Slick.
Well, I don't...
Oily.
Sam,
sneaking around, but that's not you, is it?
No.
Liar.
What are you talking
about?
What
did you think you'd find?
Find? I don't
in
really...
In the bathroom.
I wasn't... Oh, all right, I was looking
don't
for...
Don't think admitting it will help.
So I went to, I wanted to check before...
What, you made stupid accusations?
Before I made a tit of myself.
It's got nothing to do with you.
I'm trying to be responsible.
Responsible?
If I didn't use one...
then
yeah, a Johnny!
Oh, you... Oh, no, you won't find that.
I used one?
Yes.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
The first time.
We did it more than once.
Oh, you'd better leave.
The fair. No, I didn't. It's...
Get out!
Erotica. I haven't forgotten. It's my memory. It's been bad the last couple of days. No, I haven't forgotten. How could I? Your hot figure in that sunburst basque, the black nail varnish with the red stripe and your thigh-high skirt. Couldn't forget that. Couldn't take my eyes off that. Off you.
All right. I believe you.
It was an honest mistake.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does, actually. I don't want to upset you. Because it's really simple to sort. If I'd have known, there's no way I would have... You know, but I didn't... But now I do, so that's why I'm... The thing is, I've got... Or picked up. Chlamydia. It's really easy to sort. One set of antibiotics and it's gone. I've got a card to give you.
Piss off.
Yeah, I know, but Sam...
Piss off.
Yeah, but the card, there's a reference.
Now!
No, I'll leave it here.
Now!
All right!
As Steph leaves, Sam stands clenching her fists in frustrated desperation. She goes into the kitchen, slamming the door behind her. Steph reappears and hears in Amanda's flat. He throws himself onto the sofa, smacking a cushion with his fist. He looks out the window, across the court. He hits the cushion again. Steph takes his mobile.
Hello? Yeah, mate. Who's around? What? No, I want a blonde. No, she's too tall. You got anyone about 5'6"? Uh-huh. Shoulder length. Yeah, that's good. Strawberry? Is that ginger? No, I don't want... Yeah. Yeah, tell her to wear a basque. Black. And make sure she's got her nails painted. Black and red. Yeah, I've got the cash. Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, it's Stefan Morgan. That's all right. Never know who might be winding you up. Yeah, tell her to ring my mobile when she gets to Cleaver Square. Yeah, cheers. Yeah, she better.
Steph relaxes. He looks out the window again towards Sam's flat. As he starts unbuttoning his fly. Scene 6. Steph and Amanda's flat. Steph is working on his laptop, papers around him.
Christ. Must be a deadline.
Goodbye, Amanda.
Some of us have real shit jobs waiting.
When are you home?
Why?
It's curious.
Four-ish. If some Boots Advantage card club git doesn't... club me to death beforehand.
Yeah, well, take care, anyway. 15, 15, 2 sets. Okay. That's Wimbledon done.
Relaxing, his hand drops to his crutch, realising Steph brings it sharply back to the keyboard.
Premiership figures. Oh, shit. Everton's figures aren't here. Attachment. Try that.
Steph navigates onto the internet.
Phew. Still there.
He works the figures over.
4-0, 3-0, 3-2. I wonder if... No. Do some work. Okay, just a quick check. Oh, new vids. You horny fucker. No, Everton, goal aggregates, then have a look. Deal, deal, deal. So Everton scored 3, so that makes 14 plus 7. 14 plus 7, that's 18, 19, just a short one. Okay, then work through till lunch. Yeah. Oh yeah, you tight, wet bitch. Mm-hmm. come on, there's got to be some more of the lovely Minka. Oh, you fucking muppet.
Scene 7. Steph and Amanda's flat. Steph is unpacking a large cardboard box with a wide-eyed delight. It contains an array of PVC and latex rubber sex toys and fetish gear. He has a play with a blindfold and gag before slipping into a pair of shorts. He sizes up various tops before deciding on a rubber t-shirt. The door buzzer sounds. Steph freezes. He goes to answer it.
Hello? Sam? Yeah, come on up.
Steph returns, pushing the creases out of his rubbers and slamming them.
Good God.
Bit much.
Yes. No. Didn't expect to see you like that.
Oh, didn't think I'd see you.
I wanted to apologise. I was... You were only trying to do the right thing and I'm... Sorry. All clear, by the way.
Good.
You?
Yeah, gone ages ago.
Good. Oh, I should. You're obviously in the middle of...
Well, no, it's not how I normally use my day off.
You've got plenty of stuff.
It's just arrived.
We can do what you like in your own home.
And that's not what it's about.
A lot of options for fancy dress.
Well, no, it's because of you. I felt a bastard. You know, it's not hard to remember a Johnny.
I don't see the connection.
Well, there's people who like this stuff, get turned on by it. And I thought, if I got some stuff, maybe I could get horny for rubber. Condoms would be part of the fun then. Mad.
It's sweet. Stupid, but ingenious.
I'd go bankrupt buying this lot.
It's nice. A nice apology.
It shows I'm not a total bastard.
I don't actually think you are. It looks like your theory might be working after all.
Steph makes to get out of the t-shirt.
I like it. Shows off your body. Especially these bits.
Wow. That's really good.
Sam and Steph sink into the sofa kissing.
Jesus Christ.
I thought you were working.
Half day.
Sam, this is Amanda.
She makes to leave.
Whoa.
What for?
Amanda's my flatmate.
And dungeon mistress.
We're friends.
Yeah, there's zero happening there, believe me.
Sorry, but when you came in...
Not you. It's the clothes.
It's just arrived. I'll...
It's all right. It's only my home.
It won't be here long.
Come far, Sam.
Oh, I live at 47.
47?
Yeah, the other side of the court.
I'll go.
Nice meeting you. See you around.
No, bedroom's through there.
Oh, I don't think...
Mine. Hers is that way.
One with the lock.
Yeah. Get comfy, I'll be through in a sec.
Oh, yeah?
Aren't you missing jewels?
Yeah. Gonna put my feet up to doctors.
You don't watch doctors.
Full of great health tips.
Yeah, Sam, just through that doorway.
Oh, thank you, but I should be getting home. I've got a ton of work to do for tomorrow.
But we haven't told Amanda.
Come over to the flat later tonight.
What number was it, Steph?
47. Be a bit crap if I couldn't remember my own girlfriend's address.
Girlfriend?
I said we got an announcement. Sam's my new girlfriend, aren't you?
Yes. Stefan's my boyfriend.
Well, here's to you then. There's some Lambrusco in the fridge.
Oh, I think we can do a bit better than that.
I have some rosé at home.
Let's go celebrate.
Shall I help you put all this back?
No, my mess. You go home and I'll come over in a sec.
Okay.
Won't be long.
Good.
The pair kiss long and deep. Amanda.
Nice to meet you.
And you. Girlfriend.
She's nice.
I know. Poor cow.
You should be pleased.
Because of the fetish?
This is me taking responsibility. No more one-nighters.
Soulmate, huh?
Well, like you'd remember.
I had more love from Rob than all your lays clubbed together.
He didn't take your heart with him, Amanda. It's still there.
I'm gonna lay down. And this shit better be gone when I get up.
I told you!
Get me?
Go lie down.
I'm not the lodger.
Neither was I.
Not when you helped.
Amanda, Amanda! I look like a condom!
That's because you're a dick.
Scene 8. Steph and Amanda's flat. New Year's Eve. The sound of funky music. The flat is lightly decorated for Christmas. There are a few bottles and ashtrays around the lounge. The main action seems to be happening off in the kitchen.
Keep missing each other, that's all.
In this place.
Have you checked the kitchen?
Yes.
What are they doing in there anyway?
Games.
I don't want to know. Why he taught me rhymes.
In your flat.
I know.
He promised to behave. This is Christmas Day all over. He doesn't love me.
Sam, you can...
Then where is he?
I'm not his keeper. Ugh. Bitch. Oi.
You all right?
No.
Go join in the party games.
Where have you been?
Not now.
Sam's looking for you.
Right.
She's going nuts.
Huh?
Steph!
I'll send you someone nice up.
What are you doing down there?
You know what happened to this month's copy of Bizarre?
Why?
There's a photo in it and I want to just...
Go find Sam.
You take care of her.
Who do you think you are?
My angel.
Piss off.
When I found that mag. Look, get Sam involved in something. Like Jamie... Then come down. Party's much better down there.
This one's your party. This one. In my flat. I don't know anyone.
Me neither.
What?
Well, friends of Charlie's, I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, come down.
That's foul. I can't... Amanda, you should stop them.
What are they doing?
I couldn't make it all out, but there's flour and eggs everywhere.
Fuck.
I don't think Steph was in there.
He's outside.
What? Why?
Dunno.
Amanda!
I don't.
If this is going to be like last week...
I've told you. He said he'd be home for Christmas lunch. I don't have him tagged. I've just got to believe him. Cooked a whole damn feast. If you'd come over...
I told you, I had something I couldn't get out of.
He's a free spirit.
That doesn't give him the right...
Totally. But that's Steph.
I thought he was different.
That all right.
I don't say no.
Maybe that's what's up.
He said... Tonight... New Year's Eve. It's supposed to be our New Year's Eve.
It's not midnight yet.
What? Time to be turned into a pumpkin? Fat and horrible?
He's a git. I keep telling you.
You don't understand.
Are you serious?
He's left me.
He's downstairs.
I don't believe you.
Then go find him.
No!
You two, fuck. Told you he'd be back.
You're avoiding me.
Oh, Sam.
You promised.
Honey, why don't you...
I don't want to.
Chill, love.
Who is she?
What?
Be honest.
No one, Sam. Stop it.
Don't keep lying.
Sam, calm down.
Shut it! You're with me.
Yes.
So be with me.
I'm just talking to some mates in the garden.
What mates?
My mates.
Show me.
Why?
Liar.
Sam, I was just...
Sam!
Stop protecting him! It's always been you two!
Stefan, talk to her.
You crazy bitch!
You git!
Well, she hit me!
She's upset, shithead! Stefan!
I'm in the middle of something!
And Sam? Your girlfriend?
Well, she'll...
What? Oh, for God's sake.
All right.
Steph turns around and heads out of the flat. Amanda collapses into the sofa. She has a large swig of wine. She gets up, goes to the window. She stares out in disbelief.
Oh, for...
Amanda rushes out of the flat. Scene 9. The courtyard garden.
He's a bastard.
Yeah. He's a man.
I thought... Oh, leave me alone.
He doesn't mean it. What he does. Not malicious.
He can go screw himself.
Let's have a drink.
What do you care?
I know what it's like.
Your special friend.
I know he's a git to people. He's a git to me.
But he apologises, doesn't he? I did everything he asked.
You can't make love.
He does love me.
You're freezing.
So? He only got with me to spite you.
You need to calm down.
I know what I need.
Sam! Sam, open up! Sam! Sam!
Oh.
You bastard!
Hi, Amanda.
This is my friend.
You were meant to be apologising.
I was in the middle of something.
She's in pieces.
Yeah?
It's your fault.
She's the one who tried to punch me.
You were acting the git.
Amanda?
You need to see her.
It's nearly midnight. I'll go over later. She tried to deck me.
Sorry, love. Steph won't be fucking your brains out to Big Ben, as he's got a previous relationship needs sorting. I'm sure if you wear the same tardy top next Saturday night, you'll get pulled by Steph or some other moron just as fast, though.
The masked girl looks to Amanda and then to Steph. Steph nods for her to go. She takes a pace away from Steph and stares at
him. I'm right. 20, cover it.
The masked girl takes the note and stomps off, unimpressed.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Save the charm for Sam. Please. Already? Just go help the poor car get over you.
Amanda pushes Steph off in the direction of Sam's door. Steph opens it and disappears. Amanda can feel the tears welling up. She holds them back, shakes her head in defiance. Scene 10. Sam's flat. Sam sits in amongst a mess of biscuit wrappers, pots of yoghurt and ice cream tubs. Steph looks on, gobsmacked.
You're going out with me. You're mine.
What?
But you only want to screw me.
Sam?
It's true. That's all we do. You don't talk with me, you don't ask me things.
What things? Stop it. It won't help. You think that's attractive? Sam, stop it.
Let go of me!
Listen!
Let me go!
You need help. Look at your teeth.
Because you care.
I do.
You're a coward.
Take a deep breath.
Stephen Morgan, the sexaholic without any balls.
I didn't have to come here.
I bet it wasn't your idea. See? It still won't win her over.
I don't know what you're talking
about. So innocent, aren't you? It's never your fault. Well, this is, Stefan. This is your fault. I'm your fault.
You don't want to be helped.
You can't help anyone.
It shows what you know.
Oh, really? How many times has your little dick saved the world?
There's plenty of people.
Like who? Your precious Amanda.
You know nothing about me and Amanda.
Yes, I do. What did you think, that we sat in monastic silence every time you stood me up? We talked, Steph. About you. About her. About Rob.
Why don't you just...
It's amazing how much you can learn about someone in a few weeks, really.
I got her through.
I'm sure you'd love to believe that.
I did. The funeral.
Where you pulled Maria?
Getting her job back.
We couldn't work out who you'd slept with to achieve that.
I've helped her.
Face it. You couldn't keep it in your trousers for 2 minutes.
I don't treat her like you.
Because you love her. Only you have to keep following your dick.
Yeah.
Screwing girls like me because Amanda won't put out.
Shut your mouth.
The truth hurt. At least I can stop, Stefan. At least I don't screw other people around. You couldn't even be faithful for Christmas.
Because you're so needy and dull.
Look in the mirror.
I came to help you.
With a screw? Come on. Screw me. I'm wet for you.
I don't want you.
I'm not stupid, Steph. I know who you see.
Fucking gorge yourself, psycho.
Steph exits to the chimes of Big Ben. Old Lang Syne and the general New Year celebrations that echo in distance. After a few moments later, Steph enters a man's flat on the opposite side of the stage. She's giving scene out. Sam stuffs the rest of the yogurt into her mouth. She sits still for a few moments before to induce vomiting. Something goes wrong. She gags. Scene 11. Steph and Amanda's flat. Steph enters.
Don't start.
Did you talk to her?
Where is everyone?
They left.
Well, it's just midnight.
And the party's over. Did you talk to her?
Yes.
Come on.
Well, she's lost it. She sat there stuffing her face right in front of me, saying I made her do it.
I called someone?
Who? She's crazy. She'll be chucking up right now.
What?
Well, she locks herself in the kitchen. I hear her throwing up. Sure, that's what she's doing.
Why didn't you tell me?
What for?
So I could help. What is it with you?
She doesn't want any help.
She's your lover.
I gave her a good time. I bloody worshipped her.
When it suits.
It's not my fault she never wants to have any fun. You get in with the wrong ones.
You go with anyone.
Let's forget her. We did what we could for Sam.
Here we go.
What?
It's a relationship.
I barely made a month. It was a mistake. It's obvious we weren't meant to be. People split all the time.
So that's it?
Well, if we weren't making out, I was frozen out. I did try. I did. Always wrapped up in herself.
So why drag it out?
Because.
Just don't mean anything to you. Gets hard, so give in.
I'm not a doormat.
Don't even. Give me your keys.
Well, there's no need to...
To Sam's.
Oh. Why?
I'm going over.
Don't.
Please.
Amanda exits. Steph sits motionless for a second before springing to his feet and getting to his laptop. He's settling down in front of it, starting to slacken his trousers when his phone rings. After a momentary self-debate, he answers.
Now what? You what? She... All right!
Steph hangs up, fastens his fly and dashes out. Amanda appears in Sam's flat. She stands in the middle of the lounge, paralysed. Steph bursts in.
Amanda!
She's, I've called an ambulance.
Wait, is she... Can you get her up to... So what's an ambulance going to do?
Should make her comfortable or something. Steph, we need to...
Steph tries to kiss a man with all her lips.
What are you doing?
I thought...
What's wrong with you? Sam's laying there and you... You just don't stop. You don't stop.
Well, I just...
It's sick. You...
I got confused. My girlfriend's... And I...
Steph? Steph?
Act 2. Scene 1. The lounge of Mike's flat. It occupies the same stage space as Sam's flat, and is of a similar configuration, though Mike's mirror hangs on the wall and a set of dumbbells and a workout bench are to one side. Mike, a mid-30s muscle Mary, and Steph are snogging. They are feeling each other's bodies up through their clothes.
Great abs.
Is it all right?
Like steel.
Mike squeezes Steph's bum with his powerful hand before moving his hands to Steph's front, trying to undo his trouser fly. Steph firmly puts Mike's hand back on his behind. Mike looks at Steph confused. Steph kisses him again. Mike pulls Steph's top off, then his own, and the two begin grinding against each other. Mike attempts to fly again. Steph blocks him again. Mike backs off and stares at Steph.
We're going to step this up a gear? Right.
Steph gives Mike a full on love bite. Mike scoops Steph up in his arms, carrying him off into the bedroom. They can be heard but not really seen. If possible, a few shadows or reflections should reach on top.
Like taking it on top?
Uh-huh.
Big enough for you?
Oh, yeah.
Lick it. What?
Nothing.
What?
Lay back and relax.
What is it? Tell me.
It's nothing. It's just your shoulders. The spots. Don't get stressed. You're losing your hard on.
Bit of a rash. Is that a problem, shithead?
No. Where are you going? Mike?
Mike comes back to the lounge wearing boxer shorts. He stands in front of the mirror doing shoulder exercises.
What the fuck are you doing? You're pissed. You can't work out. Come on, let's fuck. Come on. Mike?
Mike pushes Steph away with his foot. Steph goes behind Mike and starts playing with his behind. Mike becomes aroused again and less focused on his exercise. Steph twirls Mike round, pulling Mike's boxes open.
I don't give a shit about a few spots. It's your dick I want.
Don't laugh at me.
Steph stands up, his hands fondling the length of Mike's body.
You're as spunky as fuck, and that's what we're going to do, okay?
Mike smiles. Steph guides Mike back to the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. You want to take me? Come on, then. Get me hot, baby.
Scene two. Mike's flat. Mike is doing all manner of exercises at a terrific rate. He only stops to swallow pills or take swigs from a bottle of mineral water. His face is very serious, almost angry. Mike's moved to the workout bench when a slow-fall Steph stumbles out of the bedroom, rubbing his face and watches Mike straddling him on the bench.
Oh, man, you're fit.
Mike pushes Steph off, continuing to exercise.
I'm starved. Where's breakfast?
Mate?
Your guts must be rumbling like crazy. Been up long? What time did we finish?
Look, Steve.
Steph. Don't worry. I saw the Tesco's round the corner. What do you like? Don't tell me. Bran flakes? No. Fruit and fibre? With extra fruit? Yeah, I'm right, aren't I?
8 hours ago.
What time is it? I'm knackered. Fun, though. Even opened my eyes.
Fucking straight.
I'm by now.
I've stuff to do.
I'll be fine.
I don't care, mate.
I admire you.
Yeah, I look fantastic and you're...
Well, not the men haven't cracked onto me before.
I didn't crack onto you. I was drunk and chatty.
And ended up with a real mouthful.
If you don't want a broken face, you'll forget last night.
Okay.
Brill, there's the door. Bye.
I'll be honest, this isn't the normal response.
Disgust?
Well... I understand. You next to me.
Bye, Steve.
It's Steph.
It's 11 and I should be gone.
Where? It's New Year's Day.
Mike starts to exit the flat, forcing Steph towards the door. He knows he's got a little...
We've got more in common than you think. You won't believe it, but I used to be like you. I was built. 14 stone and no fat. Don't laugh.
Laugh. My mates here, I've slept with a skinny straight. I'll be laughed out of town.
Last night was hot.
I was pissed.
It was New Year's.
I don't need alcohol for fucking stuff.
What's a few shorts?
Alcohol's a depressant. Poison.
Look, last night happened. I didn't expect it. You didn't, but it happened. We can sweep it under the carpet.
Yep.
Or make the most of it.
Most of what?
Finding each other. It killed me losing my definition. It really hurt.
No stamina.
Yeah. Hey, you bloody know. Give me 2 minutes and I'll disappear.
But you don't just lose it.
Well, you're right. My own fault. Idiot to think you'd... It's all right. I understand. Leagues and all that. Keep the pool pure.
What?
Go in looking ordinary and you're laughed out.
Fuck off.
Well, explain this then.
I slept with you.
And you're disgusted.
You're straight.
Well, I gave myself my virginity to you, Michael. Now you're tossing me away. Not much of a welcome to Queersville. First night in London, and I get done over by, admittedly, the fittest guy I've ever met.
You're good in the sack. But me and you, we're... Lift that.
Both hands.
We look stupid.
Well, that's what counts, is it?
Help yourself to muesli. I'm late for the gym.
I should come.
What?
Yeah, prove me wrong.
I don't think that's...
Well, it's New Year's Day. It'll be my resolution.
So you can drop out of the fortnight.
I did it before.
Go home.
But don't sell me out.
Did that yourself.
I didn't lose it on purpose.
Really?
Yeah, it was ill health.
You're sick.
Well, no. I was. It took it away. One minute I was buff, and the next... Look. Point is, will you help me get it back?
No.
Why not?
You're fucking with me.
Steph is mortified. He goes to the bedroom, gathering his things.
You are. Nobody... It's not possible. It's too... If it was me, I mean, fuck, Steph. You can't lose it. Not that much. Can you?
What do I know?
Whoa!
What?
Promise you're not fucking with me.
Bye, Mike.
Okay, I'll believe you. But can you... It okay for you to...
Yeah. I'm fine now.
What was... No, don't matter. You're fine. A fucking state, but fine. Take time, put the frame straight. Stand up. Push your chest out. Yeah. What's your weight?
10 stone-ish.
What are you like with raw eggs?
Raw?
Tricks to swallow them whole. Chew it and you spew it.
But raw?
Don't lose anything that way. Where are you living again?
Told you, came down last night.
What? And you're staying?
Well, was the plan. Old life's too shit to fix, so new start in a new city.
Where's your stuff?
I'll travel light. Left a few bits in a luggage locker. And...
Here. That'll do both locks.
Thanks. Look, I won't have much cash until...
Forget it. You're fine in the sack, and the way you look, there ain't no time for another job.
What about your ex?
What shit is yours? Teach that little fucker to ditch me in public on New Year's. Let's get you breakfast.
Yeah, about the ex.
First one's hardest. Rest will slip down once your throat's lined. Just remember.
Chew it and spew it.
Good boy.
Scene 3, the gym. Same day. Mike is on a floor mat demonstrating an exercise to Steph.
I can't believe you've not done this one either.
I had a different type of program before.
These will switch your muscles back on. Come on, do it like I showed you.
Okay.
Turn over, extend your right leg to its...
How many more exercises were you planning?
As many as you need.
Well, this is the 11th exercise.
Special program.
Happy New Year.
If you're not going to commit...
No, no.
Shut up and extend your leg then. Bring it up. Hold. Then down. Let's have 2 sets of 30 on each leg. Go on. Can't picture you fit. Most get flabby when they lose it. See him. Mid-40 sacks of shit. Shouldn't be let out.
Right.
Keep it tight.
Hey, Mike.
Tom.
New client today?
Wants to beat the crush.
Wise move. I'm Tom.
He's busy.
He?
Yeah.
What happened to you and Dominic last night? Thought you were going to come clubbing after.
Change of plans.
Go anywhere nice?
Yeah, had a great time. Should have been there.
You and Dom...
Sorry, Tom, this is his first session.
No, my fault. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
See ya.
He seems...
And the other leg. By the way, if you can talk, it means you're not fucking working hard enough.
Sound of a mobile phone ringing.
Who the fuck left that on?
Sorry.
I told you, no distractions.
Get it, then.
Another 15 and that should do it.
Who was it?
Huh?
Phone.
Oh, dunno, Amanda. Come on, 15 more. Like now.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, get up, drink this.
Ah! Oh,
drink!
What the hell is it?
The Mike Gore special.
Yeah, Gore's right.
Good for you, protein.
Eggs.
And other bits. Better than carbs.
Great.
They sit for a while, Steph recovering, Mike looking over his notes, Mike hands Steph's phone to him.
Here.
I'll check it later.
Good, I like focus. Good sign. Something people like Tom could learn.
You seem friendly.
Wankers do.
It's a nice gym. Not too busy.
Diehards and loners today. Can check your phone if you want. Won't hold it against you.
No, it's fine.
Nobody important?
No, it'll wait.
Amanda?
So where's next? Equipment. Love the rowing machine. Great action.
Thought you were knackered.
Rearing to go. Best day of my life. Goes with last night.
That what she'd think.
Who?
Amanda.
She's no one. Can we get on?
I'll set up the stepper.
Still here then?
Yeah, we're...
About a third of the way through your warm-up, if I know Mike.
I'm knackered now.
First time?
Yeah.
Well, figures.
You know, for a while. It's complicated, huh?
What's your name again?
Stefan. Steph.
Good to meet you. Hope you'll be around a while.
I'm a new regular.
Good day to start.
Prophetic.
About Mike... I know he's a cheap instructor.
I'm not paying.
Oh, right. Good luck, then.
Huh?
Nothing. Mike's just... enthusiastic, but you know that. It's none of my business. I've got to get going. Enjoy the workout.
I'll try.
Step is ready. You okay?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me at it.
Scene 4, the gym, 2 weeks later.
Eight, nine, ten, change. One, two, three, four, five. Keep that leg straight. Six. If you don't extend it fully, you're wasting our time. Seven. Straight. Eight. Put some fucking effort in. Nine. Exhale on the outward stroke. Ten.
All right.
You've only done 10.
I want to rest.
Fine. Not great.
What?
You.
What do you mean?
2 weeks, you've barely changed.
Bollocks.
Chest still narrower than your waist. Still get my hands around your thigh.
I'm working on it.
You doing all the exercises?
You should know.
Not always there.
I'm working as hard as I can.
As hard as you think you can.
I can't do any more.
Here.
What's that?
To do more.
No thanks.
They're B vitamins.
No thanks.
Steph, you need all the help you can get.
Not their help.
Vitamins? Your choice. Tight. Keep it tight.
Haven't you got client paperwork to do?
This late?
You who drags me down here after everyone's gone.
Good for you. Helps you focus.
Focus?
Yeah.
Focus, focus, focus.
Don't stop fucking around.
That was meant to be fun.
Fun's later.
When?
Later. I'll get you some water.
You won't be happy.
Hey, Tom. What are you doing here so late?
Finishing a few things up. How's the ball ache?
Obsessed. It's driving me nuts.
Did warn you.
In between, yeah.
Yeah.
I had fun the other afternoon.
That was the idea. All gym and no play.
Makes me as horny as...
Yeah, well, everyone needs to get their chariot's badge.
Best workout I've had since Christmas.
Probably the steam...
Well, I could check to find out.
I don't think Mike will be letting you out of his sight any time soon.
Well, he doesn't own me.
Not what the ad says.
Hmm?
Skip it. I'll get crunching.
You coming back?
Nope. See you around.
Sure. I'll be here tomorrow.
I know.
Mike reappears with some water. He looks odd. He comes to Steph, kisses him. Steph reciprocates. Suddenly, Steph chokes.
You dirty bastard!
I'm making you, remember? I'm making you and you need them.
Yeah, bollocks.
You look fucking sick.
It's not me who's sick.
You said you'd commit.
I have.
Take the fucking help.
What, vitamins?
I'll make you attractive.
Like you?
Fuck yeah.
Mike, I'm tired. I need a day off.
To lose what I've worked up.
Well, it's my body.
I'm breaking it in, it gets easier. If you take the help.
You're not listening.
On your front.
What?
Leg extensions.
Mike!
Your fucking front!
A break.
You get a break when I see some pecs.
Wrong.
Oi. Where the fuck do you think you're going? Shower's that way. Oi! That's it. Back to Amanda. Think your girlfriend will make it all better. Don't be a wanker. Steph! Come back, you little...
Problem?
What? No, just endorphins.
Right, Mike.
He's not used to the rush. He will be when I've finished.
Got some stamina, that one.
What's got him looking fit so quick?
And all the attention.
Yeah, loves me for it.
And loves to share it round. Like I say, great stamina.
Good.
Mike wipes the mess up his chest out before scuttling him off embarrassed. Tom smirks with amusement. Scene 5. The communal garden. Steph is wandering aimlessly around the garden. He is absorbed in thought, unaware of his surroundings. He's got a bag of sugary treats with him that he's absent-mindedly eating as he meanders. He sits on the garden bench. Suddenly he is aware of all the flats around him. He jolts at the realisation.
Oh, God.
Amanda enters dressed in black. She's carrying a wreath and walking hurriedly. Steph sees her, watches her before starting to call.
Amanda!
Amanda stops. She looks across at the huddled figure on the bench. She stares hard, takes a few steps forward. Steph panics. He shifts uneasily on the bench.
Hello?
Steph rushes away. Amanda stares after him. She shakes her head, carries on walking. Scene 6. Mike's flat. Mike is busy preparing two syringes with anabolic steroids. The preparations form a little ritual that culminates with him injecting his backside and thigh. Rubbing the injection sites, he necks a handful of pills. Steph enters with his carrier bag of sweets and treats.
More vitamins?
Fanta. You nuts?
Am I nuts?
You ungrateful little puke. Made me look like a total wanker.
You don't need my help.
No one walks out on me.
I did, but I decided to come back.
You don't get to choose.
Excuse me?
This is what you pick? Sweets? Fucking coke?
What, pure evil compared to... Nolvadex?
It's safe.
I'm sure.
Well, then how you stack and cycle? Didn't even know, did you?
No acne's normal in your late 30s.
You missed a session.
So what?
If you're not going to train, you can fuck right off.
That a threat? Mikey?
Don't call me that.
What? Mikey?
I said don't!
And acne's the only side effect.
I saved you!
You who got dumped to Auld Lang Syne!
You know fuck all about it.
I saw it.
Saw me, like everyone does.
I pitied you, standing there alone and miserable. Hadn't got a friend, had you?
You're nothing, you understand? Look at you. Think you can fight me? I always win, because I'm the best. I'm what people want to be, to have. I'm what you need to be to get anywhere.
You make people. What? Shallow druggies.
You a druggie?
No. What?
What do you think makes my shake so good?
You bastard!
You need it. That's it. Run off to your girlfriend, or we're gonna try Tom.
Tom?
He let me know, the wanker.
So I had the fun you promised me with Tom.
We get to it.
When?
When you've earned it.
When I look like you.
Tom can't teach like me. Can't fuck like me either.
Wanna bet?
He can't make you like me.
I don't want to be made.
Don't talk shit.
Not by drugs. It's screwed up. This is screwed up. What am I doing here?
You wanted help.
I wanted you, Mike. I still do.
That way you tried Tom.
I've got needs.
Me too.
So we don't look the same. What does it matter?
You're fucking ridiculous.
Well, that's why I trained after dark.
You don't get it.
I'm offering to love you.
Don't love yourself.
Bollocks.
Looking like that.
Muscles don't make happiness.
They help. You'll see.
No way.
You giving in?
Not to you.
We look fucking awesome. They'll all look.
I like being anonymous.
Because you've forgotten. Everyone looking at you, hoping you'll look back.
It's not real. Like this.
Not gonna happen.
I love you.
You all do. That's what it means. Come on. Drop and give me 40.
I told you.
Give you the snog of your life after.
No, Mike.
How thick are you? I'm the best there is. You should be stoked. That whole gym's mad for me to pick them up, but I stuck with you.
You think you know?
You've got no spine. You can't handle my pace.
You don't know, Mike. Want you? Want you? Tom and that lot can't stand you. All he kept asking was, how do you put up with that bastard?
So go fuck his brains out.
I want yours.
Tough luck.
Then I'll leave.
Back to Tom.
No.
Must be your girlfriend's lucky day.
I don't have one.
Dumped you for looking so shit.
Man, you're so ugly.
Let me fuck off back where you crawled from.
Love you? I felt sorry for you. Pecs and abs, all you see, and it's dull. Yeah, you look great, but really, you're vile. I've had enough of you, of your eggs, your drugs, the whole package. It can't work.
Yeah, all right. Enough, Steph. Made your point. Steph? Stefan? I'm the best there is. 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 I'm the best there is.
Scene 7, the communal garden. Steph is sat on the bench. He's staring up at Amanda's flat. His head droops.
Fucking coward. Amanda!
Hello?
Amanda? Amanda?
Steph? Where the hell have you been? No. Don't. Stefan. Steph!
You can't. I can't.
What?
Trust me.
Huh? Where have you been? I looked. You've come back.
I can't stay.
What?
I just can't.
Is she blonde then? Or just willing? Both?
Don't.
I needed you.
I'm no good.
Cut it out.
It's the truth.
Come home.
No.
Stefan, I'm tired. Let's go.
No.
Run back to her then.
There's no girl.
Some guy, is it?
No, how did...
Wish him luck.
It's over.
So come in.
I can't.
Why?
Because what I did...
Forget it.
I...
Sam, you panicked. It meant nothing. Did it?
Amanda.
Did it?
I tried to be gay.
Typical Steph.
So I could face you. When I... There's something in me. Dark.
I'm inside.
I never cared. The others. I never cared. Not Sam. Even now. I killed her.
Don't. That's rubbish.
I don't feel anything. She's dead. I don't feel...
What funerals are for?
I didn't run because of her.
Don't.
I didn't.
You didn't run to Gay Town to protect me.
I know it sounds...
I've not slept.
I'm sorry.
Go back to your man.
That was a mistake.
Like Sam? Like the others? Like me?
I should have... If I'd listened to Sam, stepped in... She'd be alive.
No.
Yeah, and I wouldn't... I'll prove it to you.
Hi.
Mike.
Who?
He needs my help. I'm such a fucking coward. I'll sort him out.
Someone else?
Yeah, you'll see. And I'll feel right.
Someone else.
I'm gonna face it, Amanda. I'm finally gonna do what you want.
Someone else.
Scene 8. Mike's flat. Mike is still in front of his mirror, frantically working out. Several bottles of steroids and syringes are scattered around. Steph cautiously enters.
Come crawling.
Hi.
Try harder.
I'm sorry.
Figured what a good gig you'd fucked up.
I want to help.
Had all the help you're gonna get.
No, you.
Me.
Yeah. Let's talk.
Words are crap. And yours are shit.
I want to make it up to you for what I did to you.
You didn't do nothing to me. You can't touch me.
Mike.
I'm above you. I'm Miles. I'm adored. In town, at clubs. Kids don't happy slap me. Fuck about with me on buses or...
You're afraid.
Fuck off!
Talk to me, Mike. Let me in.
All right. When I was a kid, I had this book... And in the front was a picture of a bloke holding the world.
Atlas.
Don't know what book it was. But he had it, not breaking sweat.
And that's what started you exercising?
No, you muppet. Believe anything I say. You can't help it. I'm a god.
These drugs are screwing with your mind.
I'll tell you something. All men are wankers. We get our kicks fucking each other over. You were a wanker to me, and I was a wanker to you.
Well, there has to be more.
Not for you.
I know I hurt you, but if you understood what made me leave, what you did wrong...
Wrong? I'm perfect.
Yeah, on the outside.
Any place it counts.
It doesn't mean anything.
At least I'm perfect somewhere.
Mike, this will destroy you. I've seen it. My last girlfriend, when we split, she killed herself.
You blame yourself?
Wouldn't you?
I guess. But with me, well, understand if I left someone.
You think I can't affect people?
In a word.
I touch people.
Annoy people. Annoyed my gym.
They were desperate to bed me.
As a novelty. Might laugh at me, but they pissed themselves at you.
And you can't cope with that, can you?
Fuck off, Steph.
I can't leave you.
Because I might kill myself. Over you. People don't top themselves over good kisses. Maybe if they lost a god like you have.
Mike!
Save it for you.
Mike! I want... Look at me! Stop it! I want... I'm not leaving, I'll... Mike!
I dare you. Ask him out, go on. I'll give you my pocket money. Go on, I dare you to ask Mikey out.
I might catch something.
He's so dirty. And he smells. No one will ever want Mikey.
Scene 9. The interior design fair at Olympia.
Come on, then.
Let's check out those stalls first.
Amanda...
I need new curtains.
Yeah, I hate this stuff.
A day of vibrators and willies wasn't my idea of fun.
I thought you wanted to talk.
You never listen.
So what am I here, to choose fabrics?
Yep.
I'm not interested in your interior design fair kitsch.
The mask girl comes up to them with a tray of fabric swatches.
Good afternoon. I wonder if you'd be interested in looking at our new range of fabric hangings?
Yeah. What's your skirt made of?
Have you got any swatches?
Here, madam. We have a range of polycottons, velours, several with a polyamide outer that's water repellent, as well as a specially treated wool that we've got on sale for customers who buy here today.
What's so special about it?
Well, the wool comes from sheep in the Orkney Isles. It isn't treated with any chemicals, as the coal prevents ticks, making it completely organic.
And these swatches, are they all your colours?
Yes, we have everything ranging from ochre, ultramarine, crimson, burnt ochre.
Yeah, thanks, but didn't you just order some new curtains?
Boring, isn't it?
I wouldn't mind, but she wasn't anything to look at.
That's normal life.
I know what...
No, you don't. Everything's got to be sex.
So I've got an 18s libido.
You made a move on me.
It was...
Go on. Say it.
Well, I've tried everything I can think.
Other people?
If they'd let me help...
You need the help.
You don't get it.
This is your last chance.
For what?
Me to help.
Me helps you. I forgot the way I dropped everything in Birmingham to come help you with his funeral. Made sure you got the flat and what you deserved. I moved my whole life down here for you.
2 years ago, you had control of it.
You make me sound like an animal.
It's what you felt like.
I'm going.
Stop running.
I'm bored.
Because this isn't sex. Olympia's not just erotica, Steph. It's interior design, antiques, car shows.
And erotica.
For 4 days of the year.
I do know that.
Do you?
That's it, lesson over.
Don't you dare laugh.
You don't get it.
Tell me how it is then. Be brave, for once.
You're jealous. You see me with women, men even, and I make you see how alone you are.
I've got my friends. You who's having to stay in a B&B.
Excuse me, sir, but could I interest you in one of our non-misting... streakless shaving mirrors. They're made from non-corroding stainless steel and have a central hinge, allowing for 360-degree rotation, as well as a bracket for wall mounting. They're $14.99. It comes with full mounting instructions. Sir?
Amanda.
It's okay.
Sir, if you'd like to come over to our stall, I can show you our full mirror range.
This'll do.
Amanda, I don't... Who is it? That can't be me. It can't be.
It's okay. It'll be okay.
I don't know your name.
No.
I'm sorry, I can't. Please, tell me your name.
Masked girl pulls her mask off, revealing her full features to Steph.
Amanda!
I'm here. I've got you. Promise?
I'm sorry.
The masked girl nods and smiles at Steph as he and Amanda exit, the mirror still firmly in his hands.
In this recording of Empty Vessels by Peter Norgate, Tim Daish played Steph. Susan Crowthers played Amanda. Steph Mashour played Sam. Lachlan McCall played Mike. Robert Carragher played the masseur and Tom. And Helen Leon played the masked girl and a masseuse. The reading was directed by Dan Horrigan, and the recording was produced by me, Todd Higginson, for the Open Secret season. The recording is copyright 2007, all rights reserved. Email us at podcasts@opensecretseason.co.uk and visit the website www.opensecretseason.co.uk. Next week, Enza by Billy Smart.